Senator Cotton calls for federal investigations into China-made medical devices. Senator Tom Cotton is seeking federal investigations into internet-connected medical devices manufactured in China, warning that compromised equipment could expose Americans to cybersecurity threats from malign foreign actors. Cotton, chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, sent a letter dated May 26 to Kyle Diamantis, acting commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and Nick Anderson, acting director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. American patients' exposure to compromised Chinese-made medical devices poses a risk to both national security and public health, Cotton wrote. Foreign actors that extract data from these compromised devices can lead to widespread identity theft, insurance fraud, extortion, and more sophisticated scams against American patients. According to Cotton, the senator noted that in 2025, the FDA and CISA identified cybersecurity vulnerabilities associated with CMS 8000, a model of patient monitors manufactured by China-based Contech Medical Systems. The monitors could gather patient data, including personally identifiable information, and could be remotely controlled by unauthorized users. This gave malign Chinese actors an opportunity to directly manipulate how the device operates and displays data, potentially leading to dangerous misdiagnoses of heart failure, arrhythmias, and hypertension, Cotton wrote. The FDA issued a Class 2 recall of the CMS 8000 monitors in May 2025. Since March 2023, the FDA has required new medical devices seeking clearance to meet stricter cybersecurity standards, but older devices approved before the rules took effect are not subject to the same level of cybersecurity scrutiny. As a result, Cotton said that more must be done to protect Americans from compromised medical devices. The senator asked the FDA and CISA to review Chinese-made medical devices cleared prior to March 29, 2023. Protecting Americans' privacy and ensuring their health data isn't accessible to cybercriminals in adversarial nations is of utmost importance, Cotton stated. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeer has taken legal action to address concerns regarding Contech monitors. In June 2025, he subpoenaed Contech Medical Systems and Miami-based company Epsomed, which had been selling Contech-made monitors under its own brand name, over potential cybersecurity risks and alleged violations of Florida's Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act. Medical devices that record patient data must be secure and should not send data to entities controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, Uthmeer said in a statement at the time. Protecting Americans' sensitive, personal data from our enemies is paramount, and my office will get to the bottom of this deception. Separately, to address cybersecurity threats against U.S. agriculture and food-critical infrastructure sectors, Cotton and Senator Alyssa Slotkin reintroduced the Farm and Food Cybersecurity Act in February 2025. If enacted, the legislation would require secretaries of agriculture, homeland security, and health and human services, as well as the director of national intelligence, to hold annual crisis simulations to prepare for food-related cyber emergencies. The Secretary of Agriculture would also be required to conduct risk assessments every 2 years to determine any vulnerabilities in the agricultural and food sectors and submit the findings to Congress. America's adversaries are seeking to gain any advantage they can against us, including targeting critical industries like agriculture, Cotton said at the time. Congress must work with the Department of Agriculture to identify and defeat these cybersecurity vulnerabilities. In May 2025, Cotton and Senator Ruben Gallego introduced the Water Cybersecurity Enhancement Act, which would, in part, offer technical assistance and grant funding to community water systems to support training on responding to cyberattacks. In a statement at the time, Cotton said the bipartisan legislation would strengthen the U.S. ability to protect essential services and support local water utilities in building stronger cyber defenses.